Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A government stalemate appears over in Yemen. In battle, President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi says he reached agreement with Houthi rebels who besieged his residence, offering to scrap a proposed constitutional change that Houthis opposed. Houthi rebels, in turn, have agreed to withdraw from their seized positions and release a top official who was kidnapped last weekend. The concessions came after 3 days of violence in the capital, Sana'a. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko claims more than 9,000 Russian troops are inside his country. Speaking Wednesday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, President Poroshenko said Russia also sent more than 500 tanks or heavy artillery and armored personnel carriers into eastern Ukraine, where government forces are battling pro-Russia insurgents. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov rejected Kiev's accusations. Foreign Minister Lavrov says President Obama's State of the Union address reflected what he called the U.S. desire to dominate world affairs. Mr. Lavrov says that the U.S. has set an aggressive course, but that Russia continues to cooperate with the West on fighting terrorism despite the tensions over Ukraine. Nigerian militant group Boko Haram claimed responsibility for mass killings in the city of Baga and is promising further attacks. A video posted online Wednesday shows the Islamist group's leader, Abu Bakr Shekau, declaring, "We carried out the Baga massacre and we are going to do more." Estimates of the death toll in Baga range from anywhere from 150 to about 2,000. This is VOA News. Zambia's Electoral Commission halted the release of presidential election results Wednesday as voting in some districts stretched into a second day. Before the suspension, very early returns of less than 150,000 votes showed ruling party candidate Edgar Lungu in the lead. Zambians voted Tuesday in a special election to replace late President Michael Sata, who died in October. Israeli police say a Palestinian man stabbed at least 11 people on and near a bus in Tel Aviv, leaving several critically wounded. The attack Wednesday began with a man stabbing the bus driver and several passengers. He then stabbed another person on the street while attempting to flee. Officials say the 23-year-old suspect was shot in the leg, then captured by prison officers nearby. Israeli spokesman Mark Regev criticized the reaction of the Palestinian group Hamas.
Hamas, President Abbas's partner in the Palestinian Unity Pact, praised this morning's terror attack. And in doing so, Hamas once again demonstrated that it is a ruthless and brutal terrorist organization.
Palestinian spokeswoman Hanan Ashrawi blamed Israel for the attack.
End the occupation, have a two-state solution. This will end all of violence. You cannot have a violent military occupation with full impunity and then expect all its victims to be calm and quiet.
A police spokesman identified the attacker as a resident of the West Bank who entered Israel illegally. The Republican Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, John Boehner, is inviting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint meeting of Congress next month on the threat posed by Iran and radical Islam. Mr. Boehner, however, did not consult the White House first. He announced the invitation for February 11th as part of a Republican call for tougher U.S. economic sanctions on Iran, as the U.S. and other world powers try to negotiate a deal with Tehran to keep it from manufacturing nuclear weapons. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the invitation to Mr. Netanyahu seems to be a departure from normal protocol, in which a foreign head of state would contact his counterpart when he is traveling to another country. Mr. Earnest says the White House is reserving judgment until they speak with Israeli officials. France will cut 7,500 fewer military jobs than previously planned to step up the fight against terrorism following the attacks earlier this month in Paris. French Prime Minister Manuel Valls says almost 2,700 new security positions will be created during the next 3 years to help counter the threat of Islamic extremism. And 2 days of talks between the United States and Cuba aimed at ending more than 50 years of Cold War-era hostility began Wednesday in Havana. The meetings are taking place 1 month after President Obama and Cuba's President Raúl Castro announced the two countries were prepared to reestablish formal diplomatic ties. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.